When it comes to the latest and greatest computer chips needed for the new era of 5G and beyond, there's only a couple of places on the planet that make them.
Unfortunately, one of those is TSMC, Taiwan, China. Another one is in Korea, also not a trusted nation.
Matthew Hicks teaches computer science at Virginia Tech. He says the U.S. got out of the chip-making game years ago and has no plans to bring it back on shore.
And so now we have to outsource fabrication of chips, which means that even if we design our systems in-house, we have to ask somebody else to build them for us.
And that's an opportunity for serious trust issues. Hicks recently published a paper that might hold a solution. It's a way to detect what they call Trojans, those stealthy bits of spyware that can leave no trace. And it may help for a time, but cybersecurity has a short shelf life. As soon as you surmount one hurdle, there's a new threat coming at you from another direction, like a video game, ramping up the level of difficulty. But in this case...
There is no win. It's just a continuum of where are we at right now.
And that means job security for cyber experts for the foreseeable future. I'm Robbie Harris.